Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. My name is Paige Estratore, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to hub for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Tap into our comprehensive knowledge at financialservicesonline.com.au. Let's unravel the stories making headlines this past week. In retirement planning news, a concerning trend reveals Australians largely in the dark about their superannuation fund performance. A Finder survey unearthed that a mere 10% of Aussies kept track of their super funds over the past year, sparking worries over future financial security. This lack of awareness is more pronounced amongst women, with men three times more attentive to their super funds. The specialist in personal finance, Sarah Meganson, emphasizes the importance of being actively engaged in managing these crucial assets. Astonishingly, there's a whopping $17.8 billion in lost superannuation lying unclaimed across over 7 million accounts. Let's end this blind spot in retirement plans and strengthen our financial futures. Under the gavel, we explore a significant federal court decision. Class actions against insurers for COVID-19 business interruption claims have been dismissed, mandating policyholders to lodge individual claims. Legal firms had spearheaded cases against insurers, but Justice Michael Lee ruled in favor of the insurers. Policyholders have the appeal period to look forward to as they are informed of their rights. Take note, though, this ruling debates procedural, not the validity of the claims, and time is ticking with a 6-year statute of limitations looming. So take action and understand your rights. On a different road, findings from AME's Decade of Driving report shed light on top crash trends nationwide. With data collected from 4.3 million claims, the report divulges that male drivers and drivers age 65 and above are often behind the wheel in accidents. Fridays, particularly between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., are hotspots for accidents. Despite constantly evolving vehicle technology, driving behaviors remain dangerously stagnant, reinforcing the importance of cultivating safe driving habits. We wrap up with a glance at the insurance industry giant Tower, fortifying its resilience against catastrophes. Broadening its reinsurance coverage and harnessing fruitful partnerships with global reinsurers has strengthened its financial footing for the coming year. Tower's plans to reveal its annual financial results are anticipated in November, with an expectation of solid growth and resilience. The company is poised to navigate turbulent weathers and large-scale events, a shining beacon in the financial services landscape. That's all for today's comprehensive roundup. Let's stay informed and financially secure. Visit financialservicesonline.com.au for your financial insights and needs. Until we meet again next week, this is Paige Estratore, signing off.